Colors are not just visual hues. They are also woven into the fabric of the English language through various idioms. These colorful expressions add depth and richness to our conversations, making them more engaging and memorable. Let's start with the color blue. Feeling blue means being sad or depressed, as in, I was feeling blue after failing the exam. However, something happening out of the blue is a sudden and unexpected event, like, he proposed to her out of the blue. Moving on to green, being green with envy describes a person who is extremely jealous of someone else's possessions or achievements. On a more positive note, having a green thumb means being skilled at gardening and making plants grow well. Red is another color with diverse idiomatic meanings. Seeing red refers to being angry or furious, while painting the town red means going out and having a wild, enjoyable time. If you manage to catch someone red-handed, you've caught them in the act of doing something wrong. In the world of finances, being in the red indicates financial loss or debt, whereas being in the black signifies profitability. Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is one of the busiest shopping days of the year in the United States, with stores offering massive discounts. Lastly, let's not forget about the white lie, a harmless or trivial lie told to avoid hurting someone's feelings. And if you're tickled pink, you're extremely pleased or delighted about something. These colorful idioms add a splash of creativity to the English language, making it more expressive and enjoyable to use. By understanding and incorporating these phrases into your vocabulary, you can paint your conversations with a vibrant palette of colors.